From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily, and my name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, Salvadorans protest Bitcoin as legal tender. How does OpenSea compare to Amazon? And Bitcoin-friendly Robinhood might have some problems. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show, Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. I have some clarifying, and that's about Coin of the Day. Now, Coin of the Day I introduced because I want to put out new projects to everybody to just kind of like explore the space, coin market cap, basically. And what I do is I Google random number generator. Now, you can do it too right now. Google random number generator, and the first thing you're going to see is a random number generator, and it's already starting at one. And what I do is I put in the number 1,000. So what it does is going to give me a random number between 1 and 1,000. And then for that day, I look at CoinMarketCap and I see what number on CoinMarketCap corresponds with the number that's provided to me by the random number generator. And that's the coin I choose for a coin of the day. But I got two emails so far this week asking if it's sponsored. They're like, this sounds scripted. This sounds sponsored. This sounds like you're shilling this coin. Here it is. No, I'm not. I'm randomly picking a coin so we can learn about different projects in the space. Because here's what I fear about in the news, and this actually was making me kind of bored, is that we get into these cycles, these news cycles, with every kind of news, if it's politics, if it's crypto, you're getting into these cycles. And right now the cycle is NFTs. And before that, it was DeFi. And before that, it was legislation. Or actually, in between that was legislation and, you know, the infrastructure bill. And a lot of projects and a lot of different coins kind of like fall off the radar. And look, I'm not going to go deep dive into all of these projects and these coins and what's going on. But you know what? Maybe you just kind of like just browse a little bit. See what's out there. See what's going on. And to put some things on your radar that may or may not be worthwhile. So you can DYOR, go down the rabbit hole and see what it's all about. So that's what I'm doing. I am not shilling, I am not sponsored for any of these tokens. I will have some ads coming up on the podcast starting next week, and I will let you know very clearly that this is a sponsored ad. This is sponsored by blah, 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 blah. I think we have Masari coming up next week, and I'll have a week of ads, well, to help pay for the show, and we are going to do that, but I will promise you, you will absolutely know it's an advertisement. So, and long story short, I am not sponsored by any of these coins. I am merely going randomly from random number generator, finding them on CoinMarketCap, and reading exactly what is on CoinMarketCap to you. There is no hidden anything with that. So long story short is a lot of people liked Coin of the Day, and I'm going to continue to do it for a while and see how it rolls out. But I just want to be very, very clear. I am not sponsored for these coins. And if I do run sponsored ads on this show, it will be so transparent, you won't be able to miss it. Really quick, before we get into those crypto prices, though, I want to tell you guys to go to, and this is also not sponsored, just to make sure that everybody's paying attention. This is not sponsored, but I know the people who are doing this project, and I want to say, hey, if you want to work in the crypto space in one way or the other as a content creator or just to help out a new project that's merging in the crypto space that's focused on educating people in the crypto space, check out OK Boomer. You can reach out to them at marketing@okboomertoken.com. They want people to write blogs. They want people to make NFTs or artists or podcasts or DeFi or, you know, just community members to help coordinate everything. Maybe do a Slack group or a Discord or a Telegram. I don't know. There's so many things to do when you're starting a new project that, you know, and I said this before, I've been working in the space for almost 5 years, and I've seen people come through this podcast and get jobs by just listening to the show. And I say, hey, you know, this project is looking for somebody to help them out, and they're still working in the space today, and they're making a killing, and they love their jobs, and they love the industry. So if you want to get that foot in the door in the industry, marketing@okboomertoken.com. Now let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And I'm recording this at 11:15 Eastern Standard Time. Bitcoin, $47,420, down 1.2% in 24. Ethereum, up 6.5% at $3,390. Cardano, $2.77, down 1%. Binance Coin, $470, up 0.3%. And Tether's in the number 5 spot. Running off the top 10, we have XRP, Dogecoin, Solana. Jeez, oh man. You want to talk about missing the boat? It's at $120. It was $100 yesterday, wasn't it? And then my friend texted me and said it's at 110. And then I texted him back, it's at 115. Now it's at 120 today. Yowzers. Can tell you the truth, I have a little bit of FOMO. Polkadot's in the number 9 spot, and USDC is at number 10. Total market cap, we're at $2.1 trillion, a BTC dominance of 42.5% and an ETH dominance of 19%. And now it's time for Coin of the Day. And today's coin of the day is Fulgari. Fulgari. And Fulgari coin seems to be the native token of Fulgari Exchange. We'll go into the exchange in a little bit. But its current price is $2.38. It's down 2% in 24. It's ranked 562. Market cap right now is $41.7 million. Its fully diluted market cap is $1.5 billion. And its total circulating supply is 3% of its total max supply. So long story short, if somebody wanted to flood the market with Fulgari coin, FLG, they can, and they will tank that price, really tank that price. Where can you buy Fulgari? Well, only on Fulgari, apparently. It's a Fulgari to BTC pair. Now, Fulgari Exchange is based in the Seychelles, and, well, I think that should tell you still something. I kind of look at it as being based in Panama or any kind of offshoring county kind of like location where it could have some things going on, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, for me, I like to use exchanges like Kraken or Coinbase or Binance.us or Gemini, exchanges that are operating in countries that have an established institutions and regulatory frameworks. And, well, let's not go into U.S. crypto regulatory frameworks, which are pretty non-existent, but at least, you know, we have a lot more institutions that are looking at these exchanges, opposed to probably the Seychelles. Looking at this exchange on CoinMarketCap, if you guys don't know, you can click the exchange button on CoinMarketCap to look at the overall volume of these exchanges. And Fulgari has around $190 million in 24-hour volume. But the exchange score from CoinMarketCap doesn't rate them pretty high. They are rated 4.1 out of 10. So what happens is CoinMarketCap ranks and scores exchanges based on the following: web traffic factor, average liquidity, volume, as well as the confidence that that volume reported by an exchange is legitimate, and weights are assigned to it and then scored between 0.0 and 10.0. And so this one's 4.1 in comparison, and that's number 99 on the list of exchanges. It goes well beyond 99. It's in the 200s, 300s of exchanges out there. It's number 99, and number one being Binance, number two being Coinbase, number three being Kraken, number four being KuCoin, number five being Huobi, number six being FTX, number seven being Binance.us, and so on and so forth. So you can see where they kind of rank there. I don't know what this exchange is. Honestly, I would not give them my credit card to buy any cryptocurrency. Maybe that's all the options that people have over that are using this exchange, but I would probably not do it. Anyway, that's Fulgari Coin and that's Fulgari Exchange. If you want to deep dive more into it, links are in the description. And by the way, this is not sponsored. Now into our today's headlines. How does OpenSea rate in terms of, I don't know, say Amazon and Etsy and, you know, all these other places that are just online retailers? Well, honestly, not bad. So far in August, OpenSea has $3 billion in trading volume so far. And let's compare that to, say, Etsy. Etsy had around $3 billion in its quarter, which is about $1 billion per month. eBay, that's probably a little better, but they have around $22.1 billion in a quarter and $7.3 billion per month. But if you want to compare that to Amazon or Walmart, they're around $110 to $113 billion in sales in their quarter, and that breaks down to a little under $40 billion a month. Well, I want to say that OpenSea isn't too shabby for the crypto space to sling some crypto art. However, they still have a long way to go to be the top dogs. However, yowzers, $3 billion a month is a lot of money. The team behind Syndicate, a new protocol that enables everyone to set up an investment DAO, today announced a $20 million Series A fundraising round with participants led by Andreessen Horowitz. Over 150 investors were involved, including Bill Ackman's Table Management, Coinbase Ventures, Ashton Kutcher, can't forget Ashton Kutcher, right? Oh, who else? Snoop Dogg Ventures. Not just Snoop Dogg, but Snoop Dogg Ventures. I didn't even know Snoop Dogg had a Ventures. But these people are all investing into this DAO syndicate. And Syndicate is creating a decentralized investment protocol that enables anyone to create an investment syndicate on the internet for less than $10 in less than a minute. And they want to democratize investing and create a way so people can pull their capital, talent, and networks to seed early stage projects. If we're talking about NFTs, if we're talking about blockchain startups, if we're talking about any kind of other startups. But how do you create investment syndicates? Well, maybe use a DAO and maybe do it for under $10 in under a minute. Thank you, Snoop Dogg. Who thought they would ever say that? Thank you, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg Ventures. Smoke weed every day, Snoop Dogg. That Snoop Dogg. Salvadorans have taken to the streets in protest against the country's acceptance of Bitcoin as legal tender, which would take place on September 7th, 2021, which is next Tuesday. No ha lavado de dinero corrupto, signs read during the protest. Now, as you can hear, my Spanish absolutely sucks, but you don't need to have good Spanish to understand what that means. No to laundering corrupt money. As you guys know, this whole movement to take Bitcoin as legal tender means that every economic agent must accept Bitcoin as payment when offered to him by whoever acquires a service or good. And why is this pretty controversial? Because a study found that 61% of merchants, almost two-thirds, said that they will not be willing to accept payments in Bitcoin. People are just like, I don't want it. At least two-thirds of them are saying I don't want it. Well, what El Salvador is trying to do is unprecedented in the country, and it has the eyes of the world on it, says Jason Dean, a Bitcoin analyst at Quantum Economics. Jason continued to say that protests are, in quote, an inevitable part of the process, and it will still be months before this normalizes and the true benefits are realized. What do you think? Do you think that this will normalize and the true benefits will be realized? Or do you think this would just be a thorn in the side of the president's administration and just a pain in the ass for everybody who, I don't know, sells goods and services in El Salvador and now has to take Bitcoin? What do you think? In an interview published in Barron's today, SEC Chairman Gary Gensler said the agency is considering banning a practice called Payments for Order Flow. Now, what does this mean? Payment for Order Flow, sometimes shortened as PFOF, entails outsourcing the execution of stock trades to third parties. When someone buys a stock on, say, Robinhood, another company pays Robinhood fractions of a penny per share to match buyers and sellers. You know, it's actually pretty lucrative, you know, considering that there's millions of trades going through Robinhood. So basically, using complex price data, these market makers can execute the trade more efficiently than Robinhood could and take a cut of the resulting proceeds. Now, here's the thing. The problem is they get this data first. So they can get this data. They can look at the data. They can see how much stocks are being sold and bought for what. I mean, maybe there's just pennies on the spread. But if you see that data first before you even execute these trades, can you capitalize off of that? Doesn't seem very efficient nor very fair, does it? Well, anyways, this is how Robinhood works. And without this, Robinhood wouldn't have a business model and they still would have to change their whole business model. But that's okay because they're looking at cryptocurrencies. And remember, Dogecoin accounted for 62% of all of revenue accounted for by cryptocurrencies. And that was 41% of total revenue. So let me say that again because that was kind of confusing the way I said it. 41% of total revenue came from cryptocurrencies and 62% of that came from Dogecoin. Let me repeat that. A publicly traded company, 41% of their total revenue that they do stocks, GameStop, AMC, Coinbase, Tesla, Disney, these stocks only are 60% of their total revenue. The rest comes from crypto and 62% of that comes from Dogecoin. So if they stop this practice payment for order flow, what are they going to do? Is their backup plan Dogecoin? Is Robinhood's whole business practice going to be based around trading Dogecoin? Well, I can tell you right now, I looked at Q2 earnings report and I personally, and this is not financial advice, just because I want transparency, I pulled out of Robinhood. They were losing $500 million and 40% of the revenue came from trading cryptocurrencies, which 62% was Dogecoin. I know I said that a lot of times, but that scared the crap out of me. And I was like, bye-bye. And apparently I'm not alone. Robinhood, it's down quite a bit today. And finally, the Biden administration is up to it again when they're trying to incorporate new crypto reporting requirements in its upcoming $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill, according to a report published in Roll Call today. The language would require American cryptocurrency firms, namely exchanges, to report data about non-US users. That information could be exchanged with other countries to make sure crypto traders pay taxes. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Don't forget to go to Apple Podcasts, like, subscribe, share, and leave me a comment. Also, you can send me an email, matthewaaron@decrypt.co. And until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone. Oh, and don't FOMO.